From the WUWM Newsroom, I'm Taryn Powell. Just over 1 week ago, Governor Tony Evers announced that he wants to invest more than $43 million in his biennial budget in Wisconsin's agricultural economy. One of the goals of the funding is to expand market opportunities, such as connecting Wisconsin farmers and producers with food banks to help feed families experiencing food insecurity. Another goal is supporting farmers' mental health. Krista Koenigi says farmers in Wisconsin have faced multiple struggles in the industry in the last few years. She's the administrator of the Division of Agricultural Development at the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Farmers have dealt with low commodity prices, trade instability, bad weather, and now a pandemic. So all of those things compound and understandably create some anxiety for farmers. And what we're trying to create some programming to help deal with that. What we're trying to do is try to support farmers and help them in their business environment and helping with their mental health where they are today.
Koenigi says the Wisconsin Farm Center is one of the support systems. Some of its core programming includes financial planning, assistance to veteran farmers, and outreach. It also offers a 24/7 farmer wellness hotline and telecounseling sessions. Koenigi says the governor's plans would amplify that programming.
Ultimately, we want to make sure farmers stay farming. And if we can help them through some of these budget initiatives, we are happy to do that.
Koenigi says additional funding would allow the flexibility to create and adjust programming. She hopes it also would help more people become aware of the services available. Governor Evers presents his biennial budget proposal Tuesday night. The Democrats' spending plan then goes to the Republican-controlled legislature. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.